Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
And welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. This is Nathan Ruggles here with you. It's great to be with you here this afternoon, and thanks so much for joining us. I'd like to thank the Operating Engineers Local 66, as well as the PSEA, that's the Pennsylvania State Education Association, for their support for what we do here at the Union Edge. Also, you can listen to us anywhere, anytime with the Union Edge app. Just head out to our website at theunionedge.com or out to Google Play or the iTunes Store. You can download the app, catch not only us live, but our podcast as well and all our back episodes. It's our pleasure to have back with us the Executive Director of APALA. It is Alvina Yeh on the line with us. Alvina, thanks for coming on the program.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Well, first, tell us, remind our listeners what APALA is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So APALA stands for the Asian Pacific American Labor Alliance. We've got 22 chapters across the country, and we really work to build power for, working people through advocacy, organizing, and education efforts.
Now, I know you always have lots of things you're involved with, lots of issues and concerns, obviously, that you're addressing because your community is facing, that you represent and engage with, is facing a lot of things here in this country. And first and foremost, DACA has been something I know we've discussed before and continues to be, obviously, an ongoing concern, a big discussion around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly disappointing that, our government was shut down because congressional leaders couldn't pass a budget bill or couldn't pass the DREAM Act. And then after shutting it down so quickly that the Democrats, caved, and we still don't really have a solution in sight for the DREAM Act. And so we continue to push really heavily for the DREAM Act and also to protect workers who are labeled under temporary protective status. So folks who come from countries that are affected by natural disasters and were given opportunities to stay in the U.S., sometimes for decades, and now are being under risk of deportation because, our country just doesn't want those folks anymore.
And that includes, I believe it's El Salvador and some other countries as well, correct?
El Salvador, Haiti, you might have heard about the whole S-hole comment. That's
course.
What the president was talking about. In fact, Nepalese, there's Liberians, there's a whole list of countries, Puerto Rico's one of them, just a lot of folks that are just affected by major, major humanitarian issues that could just use a helping hand from the U.S.
And just as a reminder, again, DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the so-called Dreamers, right, who came over here as young people and are effectively Americans in every sense. Now, where do you see as far as the light at the end of the tunnel? At the end of the tunnel on these two issues, do you see Congress possibly being able to address this? I believe March is sort of the deadline that's looming right now.
Yep, March 5th is the deadline for DACA folks when all their status will be rescinded. I think if we didn't think there was hope, we wouldn't be organizing, right?
That's right.
It's not as positive. I don't think we have as much leverage as we did going into the shutdown. But, I was just in an all-day meeting yesterday with a bunch of union principals about what is the union strategy around this? How are we going to stand in solidarity with, our immigrants around this? And folks have a plan for contacting vulnerable members or members who are gettable. And so we're going to continue to push, both in district and in Congress and just push the field efforts around this.
Well, very good. I am so glad to hear that you're so strongly engaged on this and to hear that you've been in discussions with other labor folks about doing the same. Now, obviously, this isn't the only issue. I know that you have some others. And one that we've talked about on this program is concerns about the rules about tipped employees. Talk to us about that and how it affects your community members.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely devastating as someone who has worked in the restaurant industry before. The fact that tips will now be the property of the owners is ridiculous. It's tip theft, it's wage theft, and now we're legalizing it. For Asian American workers, they could lose up to $382 million in tips collectively.
That's
and
incredible.
That's a big deal for our community.
That's an incredible deal. I mean, that's as someone who's served tables myself back in the day, I understand, what it's like to people depend on those tips to give themselves a regular wage, right? That could
right.
even be close to something as a sustaining wage.
I mean, the idea that, you know, owners would all of a sudden feel magnanimous and give folks a living wage is preposterous. We know that's not going to happen. There's not going to be any enforcement from the Department of Labor. So it's incredibly concerning that they're even considering this measure. So we're pushing our members to tell their stories, to submit comments to the Department of Labor, and do what they can to make sure this doesn't happen.
And do you know the final date for public comment on that new rule?
February 5th.
Okay, so that's coming up. Okay. And speaking of February, I know there's an important date for Asian American women coming up later that month.
Yeah, so February 22nd is what we call Asian American Pacific Islander Equal Pay Day. The idea that if a white man makes, you know, the full amount of his salary on January 1st, it takes different constituencies of women certain days throughout the year to make that same amount of money. You know, aggregately, the first Equal Pay Day is coming up. It's for Asian American women, and that's February 22nd. But that data is not disaggregated, right? If we look at the different communities, like Burmese women, for example, make 44 cents to a white man's dollar. So when you start breaking it down by ethnicity, you know, it's not all rosy, even though we have the first Equal Pay Day coming up in the year. So we just want to continue to shed light in this issue, I think, in light of sort of the conversation around women's equality overall, around Time's Up, and around, you know, just everything around making sure we have gender equality. We feel like it's incredibly important to be able to talk about this issue.
Well, I think you bring up an important point, too, is that the Asian American Pacific Islander community, it's certainly not even close to being anything homogeneous, right? And people identify with their country of origin, and we're talking about a part of the world that constitutes well more than half of the world's population that these individuals mm-hmm. Have heritage from. So I appreciate that you noting the fact that we do need to pay attention to breaking this down into what each community is facing beyond the overall group, right?
That's right. Yep.
And finally, I know coming up an issue that we've been talking about and faces the entire union community is the Janus issue. Can you talk to us about how you're engaged on that?
Yeah, so you may have heard February 21st is what we're calling a National Working People's Day of Action, and Apollo chapters all across the country are gearing up to join in solidarity and host their own actions to just kind of call out this administration's and the right wing's repeated attacks against workers. It's not just about Janus. It's a series of events and calculations and, you know, policy items that just continue to be this nonstop onslaught. So it's the first day of action, but it's going to be a continuing theme throughout the year as we gear people up to get ready for the polls later in the year.
Well, very good. Well, I can tell it's going to be a very busy February for Apollo, that's for sure.
Well, you know, life under the Trump administration.
Well, it keeps us busy, but I appreciate the fact that you guys are so active and you're so very positive about moving forward and standing in solidarity. Alvina, tell us about how we can find out more about what you do and support your efforts.
Sure. So our website is www.apalanet.org. So that's apollanet.org, and we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under Apollo National. And on our website, there's a Take Action Center, which lists, you know, all the things that we've got going on right now, so folks can fill out petitions, get involved, look for local events.
Excellent. Take Action Center sounds great. Thanks so much for coming on, Alvina.
Thank you. Take care.
This is Alvina Yeh of Apollo here with us, executive director there. And this is Nathan Ruggles here, and this is the Union Edge Labor Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.